Mr. Atkins, it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing great up here in D.C. We can't wait for you to come to the Capitol 4th concert on Tuesday. What all will you be performing? Are we allowed to get a little teaser of which songs we might hear you do?
I'm doing one song. I'm doing a song called Still a Soldier. I'm doing it with the orchestra. So just anytime I get an opportunity to perform with an orchestra, I mean, I'm gonna do that every chance I get. That's pretty amazing.
It's gonna sound so much more epic with an orchestra behind you. That's gonna be great. Hey, explain to our listeners. I mean, I'm a country fan. You're a country legend, icon. But explain to our listeners that maybe don't know the song. Explain, you know, what it's about and why it's so fitting, obviously, for the fourth.
Well, it's a new song. We just put an album out a couple of months ago, and this song's on that album, and it's just a song that's paying tribute to those men and women who have served, that are home now, but you know they still have that, you know, they're at their core, you know, they're still a soldier, and if the phone rang and they needed them back, they'd go back. You know, it's just a tribute to those folks. That's what it is.
Absolutely, and it's definitely not your first time doing a song like that. I mean, every time I hear Arlington about Arlington Cemetery, man, I lose it, man. That's a tearjerker of a song if there ever was one. But the lyric in that one that always you know, like, sort of haunts and circles in my mind is, "I'm thankful for the things I've done." And is that sort of A, why you do such songs, and B, why we come out to these events like this? We got to show that we're thankful for what they've done.
Absolutely, you know. This 4th of July celebration is a result of the sacrifice of our ancestors. I mean, the folks that paid the ultimate price for us to enjoy our freedom, and we should absolutely be thankful for that. And it's good that we get together on occasion and express that. So I'm just glad to be part of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, so I just wanted to personally thank you, and I'm sure everyone, you know, that served, you know, in D.C. and around the world are thankful for those, you know, I guess more military-themed songs, patriotic songs. You're one of the best people that keep doing those songs, so thanks for doing that. But you're also...
Hey,
but you're versatile too, man. I mean, it's not just those patriotic sort of anthems and the tearjerkers. I mean, man, I don't think anyone can do a sort of a heartbreak song better than you, man. Every light in the house is on. I think that was the first one I remember you hearing you. And God, I was a young tyke back then. I was like a 96. But memories of how that song came together, because that one still rips my heart out every time I see it.
Yeah, well, it does. It does me too, you know. The lyric of that song is always, you know, that's a compulsory song. You know, every show you have to do that song, and people expect it and they still love it, and I still love singing it. And I think about Kent when I sing that song. Kent Robbins wrote that and then tragically was killed like a couple of years later. You know, it just reminds me of him telling me the story about writing the song. We got together to write, and he told me about writing that song, and it was just such a funny story. It's just something that any of us would say. And his wife had a decorator in the house. They were looking at colors for drapes or whatever, and she had every light in the house on, and she said, you had to do that so you can really make sure that the colors are right and all that kind of stuff. And he said he just walked in. He said, you know, every light in the house is on. He was fussing at her. And then he said the bell went off in his head. And he knew that it was a song. And he said he went downstairs into the basement and wrote it in about 30 minutes.
Oh, that's so crazy that something, you know, small and I guess sort of more lighthearted like that every day can trigger something so heartbreaking, and you know, you take it in that direction. That's a great story.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where pretty much all ideas come from. It's just something in everyday life that triggers it, and then you know, you go with the idea, and you may think it's one thing, and then the song's just gonna take you where it's supposed to go, you know. So that's the way that one ended up.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we could, God, there's a billion songs we could talk about, but before we cut you loose, we just got off of, like, graduation season, you know, a lot of families probably might be coming here the summer before their kids go off to college. They might be coming to see this 4th of July show. Man, you're going to miss this, and then they do. You've done several songs sort of along those lines that man, the parents, they tear up when they're about to send their kids off. But take me into, you know, You're Going to Miss This and how that song came together.
Well, I recorded that song because my oldest daughter was about to get married, and Lee Miller had written this song, and I told him I was looking for a song to sing at my daughter's wedding, and he said, man, I've got the song, so... he played it for me, and I went, that's perfect. And so I went and recorded it so that I would have a track to sing to at the wedding. And so, it was as simple as that. And then we came out with a greatest hits album shortly after that. Mm-hmm. And the record label president at Capitol, Mike Dungan, said, let's put that song on the greatest hits album. And so he did, and then he called me sometime later and said, we're going to release that song as a single. And I said, oh, man, you know, nobody's going to play that song. It's too sappy, you know. And I was wrong. It was a two-week number one. So I guess people related to it the same way that I did.
Absolutely. Well, bringing it full circle back around to the Capitol 4th show, you have quite a lineup up there with you as well. I think we have the Four Tops, the Beach Boys, John Stamos. I think the recent winner of The Voice will be up there. A lot of you know, great, some classic bands and also some new ones. Are any of those that you know, maybe that you're going to be sitting off to the side, like geeking out that you're getting to watch?
Hey, anytime you get to, you know, get to watch the Beach Boys, that's always a historic moment almost, you know, so... Yeah, I'll be fanboying over there.
you're allowed to, man. It's the Beach Boys. All right, cool. Well, Trace Atkin, thanks so much for joining us. Just in closing, you know, just why should our listeners come out to this? You know, final pitch. What gets them out there?
Well, let's just all, you know, exercise our opportunity to get together and celebrate our freedom. And, you know, that's what the 4th of July is about. I mean, that was the day we declared our independence and we declared our freedom. And I think it's a celebration that we should all try to participate in, and come on out and let's have a good time.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Trace Atkin, country titan, man. It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.